Hi guys, Miss Cynthia here, and thanks so much for joining me today on Listen and Learn with Me podcast. I hope that you all are doing well, and I hope that each one of you have had a wonderful day. If you are a new listener, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm so glad that you found our podcast. I hope that you enjoy today's episode, and I hope you get an opportunity to go back and listen to some of the previous episodes that we've recorded over the past several months. They are very informative. They're very funny. Some of them have your own peers in them who I interviewed during certain episodes, and you get to hear cool things from your peers' perspective. So be sure and get a chance to go listen to those episodes. If you are a regular listener, I thank you for returning. That makes me so happy, and it lets me know that I'm doing something right over here behind this mic. So thank you for tuning back in. I'm glad to have each one of you, and let's go ahead and get this party started. I hope that all of you all enjoyed your Thanksgiving break. I know we had last Friday off for the holiday, so I hope everyone had a great time and you were able to enjoy your Thanksgiving feast, and also you were able to do a little bit of giving, because that's what we talked about last week, giving. Okay, and we want to continue giving. It doesn't just stop on Thanksgiving week or after Thanksgiving break is over with. We want to continue to give as much as we can throughout the days. Okay, so just keep that in mind. Today we're going to be talking about a different topic, another fun topic. I was just thinking about you listeners all across the world, and also for the kiddos that I work with on a regular basis throughout the month, whether it's virtual or in person. And I was just thinking about how so many of you all are so creative, all of you kids everywhere, you're so creative, and you come up with amazing content, whether it's playing games, whether it's telling stories. You all are so creative, and especially for my crew, they've grown up together over the years. And you know, for those kids who don't know, for those of you who don't know, many of my kiddos have grown up over the years and together, and they're just coming together and having such amazing collaborative friendships and bonds, and going to movies together and hanging out together and Zoom or FaceTime, texting, all of those things. And that's what Listen and Learn is about. It's about making friends. Even though we learn all the time, we also have a good time there. So the kids have been having an outstanding time, and I want to commend each one of them. You know who you are. I'm not going to call your names, but if you attend my social groups and if I see you face to face, you're doing an outstanding job. And even if I don't, if I haven't seen you before, I want you to know that you're doing an outstanding job as well. But I say all that to say, imagination is one of the highlights of my social groups. And the kiddos that are in my social groups, they come up with so many creative things, right? And it got me to thinking about a topic, dream big. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. When you have dreams, and not like the dreams where you go to sleep and you dream of, you know, all the cool things, video games that you get, and then you wake up and they may be there or they may not be there in your room, but not those type of dreams. I'm talking about like dreams and aspirations, things that you look forward to doing when you get older, or things that you look forward to doing in the future, okay? So when you dream big, that can be anything, actually. That can be, you know, making great grades in school. That can be dreaming big that you're going to have a great, grand friendship with someone, and you want to work towards getting to that place. But when I think about dreaming big, I think about things that you can do when you get older. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean your career or what you want to be when you grow up, but these, again, can be things that small goals or even big goals that you want to do when you get older. So I want to talk about that dreaming big and knowing that you can do anything, absolutely anything that you put your mind to. So I want to talk to you about a couple of tips. We'll do about two or three tips on this topic. If you have your listen and learn journal, you can grab that and you can write in that journal. Again, for the parents, if you're listening alongside of your children, if you'd like for them to have that journal, the link will be in the show notes. You can purchase it on Amazon. If you do not have it, that is absolutely fine. You can grab some paper and a pen and you can take down these notes on dreaming big as well, okay? So one of the first things I want to talk to you about when I think about dreaming big, I want to encourage you to discover or find things that you enjoy and research more about them. So you have a desire to want to play piano. That's something that I want to do. I want to learn how to play. I used to play when I was in high school, guys, but I stopped playing. So I only know a little bit about how to play the piano now, and I would love to dream big and learn how to play that again, okay? But I think I would have to do research. I know that I enjoy it, but I would have to do research. Let's talk about a different example. If you want to learn how to become a great writer, you want to write poetry, or you want to write books, or you just want to write articles for a magazine, or even want to just learn how to write better for school, research how to do that. So, of course, with your parents' permission, if you're under the age of 18, or whatever your parents allow in your household, you definitely need to get permission from them first if you want to get on the computer, and be sure that you are Googling, because that's what it is. Use your Google search engine to research ways to write better. And then once you research that, start writing those things down in a journal. Again, it could be your listen and learn journal, or it can be a regular journal or notebook. But write down a couple of ways that can make you better with whatever it is that you want to do. Especially if it is writing. How can I get better at writing? Well, staying organized, that'll be one way to get better at it. Practicing writing each day, that's one way to get better at it. That might be something that you research and write down. Also, getting ideas from your parents or your teacher, that's another way to, you know, research and learn and be organized to get better at writing. So with all that practice, you should eventually learn to enjoy it, especially if you're passionate about it, okay? And again, it could be anything. That's more of an academic topic, but what if you want to learn how to paint nails, because one day you want to grow up and have your own nail salon? And I have a couple of girls who are great at painting nails, and this would be ideal for them. Having that nail salon is a big dream, okay? That's a big dream. But you must practice how to get better at painting nails and how to make designs on nails and learn what your customers might like and use your parents or your siblings as customers, okay? Set up a salon for the girls and you can paint your sister's nails or your girl cousin's nails or something like that. Make it fun. And that would be one way to dream big. I did that. I used to love playing with dolls and, you know, stuffed animals when I was younger. And I was like, one day I'm going to have a school, or one day I'm going to have a classroom and be a teacher. And I worked hard on doing that over the years, and I just practiced and practiced and practiced. And now I have my own business offices, and it's really cool where I work with amazing kids. So keep that in mind when you're doing that research, and just enjoy what you're researching, okay? That's really what it's about. One of the other things that I want to say, and this might seem kind of odd that I say this, but I think it's important that you try things that you don't have an interest in as well, okay? So let me explain that a little bit. Try things that don't interest you, okay? Now, for me, and I know some of you might love calculus or you might love math, but that's something that I don't enjoy. But I had to learn how to do it, okay? It didn't interest me, but it was really important for me to learn math so that I could run my business. It's important for me to learn math so that I could teach other children about math and how to do math well. So while it's not my favorite thing, I still had to learn how to do it, okay? And when it comes to hobbies, you may not enjoy jump roping, for example. You may not enjoy that, or you may not enjoy playing chess, for example, or checkers even. But still practice those things. Get with someone who's great at it, and then you can kind of decide or determine if you like the skill or if you like that activity, and or if you don't. And if you know that you have no interest in being a professional jump roper or a professional chess player, at least you know you tried and you can move forward with doing those things that you like, right? So keep that in mind as well, I should say. And I also want to say this too, if you need to pause and write notes down, always feel free to do that, okay? You can rewind this episode and take notes down. So don't worry if we're moving a little bit quickly. Know that the content is always here and it's always available for you to listen to in a time frame that you are comfortable with, okay? So the third tip that I want to say is, once you find what you love and enjoy, practice it and get great at it, okay? So I just want to talk about practice. And I've talked about that before. We've talked about it in the past on previous episodes, so feel free to go back and listen to those. But, you know, when you practice and you get greater at things, you feel greater inside about them, okay? When you practice playing basketball, for example, or playing tennis, in the beginning, it could be hard. It could be a difficult task for you, right? You might think that is challenging. You might say, oh, I can't do this. I'm just going to throw my hands up. I'm not good at it. I can't make any shots. I can't, you know, hit the tennis balls. It's hard. Well, if you get that mindset and those thoughts in your mind about it being hard, guess what? It's going to be hard, okay? And again, there are things that are challenging. We all understand that. But we want to be positive and say, instead of saying this is hard, say, I know I can do this. I know I can get through this. I can ask for help. I can practice more and get better at these things. And if you're practicing basketball, you just continue to go out there and make those shots until you make the shots that you want, okay? So keep that in mind. And once you find something, stick with it, which is great. And even if you don't want to stick with it, you don't have to stick with it. Know that these things could change. You may enjoy playing something for years and years and years, and then you may wake up one day and say, you know what? I don't like that anymore. I think I want to try something different. And that's okay too, because having options on different things is outstanding, okay? So keep those things in mind. I just want to share those things with you, all right? We will continue to work through these episodes. We'll continue to go over these topics. If you have topics, feel free to submit them to the email address. You can send them with your parents' permission, of course, or you can have your parents send them to me. Parents, I appreciate you, and I appreciate the emails that are coming through of the subjects. I'm loving talking about them, and I hope and know, I'm sure that they are beneficial to your kiddo. So keep doing great, parents. I appreciate you all stopping by and having your kiddo stop by. You know where you can reach me. The website is listenandlearnllc.com. My email address is listenandlearnllc@gmail.com. We do have two office locations, one physical here in Kennesaw, Georgia, and one in Zona Rosa, Kansas City, Missouri. That's a virtual office there. If you are interested in enrolling your kiddos in Missouri or either Georgia, I have virtual options available for both. And you can reach out to me via email to get registration information for your kiddos and have your free phone consultation, and we'll go from there. Of course, you can listen to this podcast wherever you listen to your podcast, anchor.fm, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Alexa, wherever you listen, we are there. Know that you can connect with us on our Facebook social media page. Our business page is Listen and Learn LLC, Kennesaw GA. We have cool photos and videos there of our kiddos in action on a weekly and monthly basis. So you can find us there. The business line is 678-919-2117. And I think that's it. I want to wish you all well. Thanks again for tuning in. And until we meet again, let's boost our social skills. Bye for now.